This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and Magic Mike XXL has solved the drought problem in California.
I'm Brandy Posey, and bitches get riches.
Mm-hmm. I'm Tess Barker, and boy, are you my body, because I am ceaselessly engaged in the futile attempt to fix you.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies. Ladies to Lady.
Boy, oh boy, it's another episode of Lady to Lady with your hosts, Barbara Gray.
You.
Me. Barbara.
Brandy Posey.
And Tess Barker.
And what a world.
What's going on? That's a little heat strokey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a summer in Los Angeles. Beautiful Los Angeles, California.
What a country.
What a country.
Just big room podcasting in Tess's backyard, you know.
Yeah, it is really, we're really sweating up a storm back here.
Our skin looks awesome.
We're getting rid of toxins.
Feels good.
Yeah.
And I need that. I need a lot of that. I put a bunch of Jameson and ginger into a water bottle on Friday night. And did not have a good Saturday.
Shocking. Dude, speaking of, so it was Sean's birthday on Saturday. We went to Catalina, kind of like drank all day, like, you know, watched the Phillies game, had beers, went out to dinner, had wine. And, you know, he had whiskey at the game. And so at dinner, I was like, do you want to go get, there's a bar there called Luau Larry's that I love to go to. I was like, let's go get our whiskeys back. And he was like, no, I've had too much to drink. And I was like, oh, no. So whatever. We went to bed. And then he wakes me up out of like a cold, dead sleep at 7 a.m. And he goes, did you hear what happened? And I'm like, what?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Is that what you want
to
hear?
It's the worst thing to wake up to. And he's like, I threw up and then I didn't have anywhere to put it. So I went out to the Vons and Vons wasn't open yet. So I was just holding this garbage bag of my vomit. And then I scaled a fence and went into a construction site and dumped it into a porta potty. I'm like, how would I have possibly had known?
Heard all. How'd you hear all
of
that?
Why don't you just throw up into a bush at that point?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess he was inside.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh. Anyway.
Your pain. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Right, let's bring on our guests. Or do we have show plugs?
Oh, yeah. Picture this. This Friday in Los Angeles, BoJack Horseman edition at the Nerd Melt Theater on the 24th. And then the 31st next week in New York City. Part of the Animation Block Party Festival. Come to that, you guys.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Speaking of doing it, what you're going to do is enjoy the fine vocal stylings of our guest. How was that for a transition?
Very
great
beautiful.
One.
Thank you.
Loved it.
He's absolutely hilarious. He's a senior editor at BuzzFeed News. He's one of the hosts of the After Smash podcast. He is our brother in Smash love, Louis Peitzman.
Hi. Oh, there's a thing. Hi. Sorry, I talked over the cheering.
No, I mean, yeah, you
that's
didn't get
the point. You got to enter. You enter.
Yeah. I know, but I feel like I ruined it already.
No, you were great.
You were great.
Get the fuck out of here.
Okay, I'm going to just, slide out. I'm covered in sweat. I can just kind of like slide off my chair and just wriggle out.
Evaporate.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Puddle.
The worst is getting stuck to a leather chair when you're wearing shorts. Just having to like peel yourself off.
That sound.
I had to do that at a bar the other day, like just trying to not be obvious about it. It didn't work.
And I kind of like it.
Do
it's
you?
It's kind of
really?
Like a good pain.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I don't know.
I mean, I that's good
wearing,
for you.
I started wearing shorts recently after like years of not wearing shorts. And so I'm experiencing new things again.
Welcome to the club. Shorts are the best.
Oh, yeah. Who knew? I'm not wearing shorts now, but I swear I've been wearing them a lot.
So. Were you wearing them in New York?
Yeah, I bought them for New York because I was like, I can't go to New York and not wear pants. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I wore shorts.
Is that a
everywhere.
Rule? They don't let you into New York.
They don't.
You have to be bottomless.
You have to wear a fleece. Whatchamacallit?
Old
those
Navy
coats?
Performance fleece?
Oh, not in the summer.
All year long.
You wear
a peacoat. You got to wear a peacoat in New York all year long. That's
Coffee.
It. Just a black peacoat all year long.
Well, because that's the thing that really gets me in New York in the summertime is I'll wear short shorts and then that sitting on the subway, your legs getting stuck to that. Because I mean, I'm like, you know, I'm getting better with my germophobia, but like, come on.
No, that's bad, just a normal thing to not want.
Yeah.
You, I mean, how many things can be in a subway seat?
Oh, so many.
All
so
of them.
Everything.
All of them.
I tried to walk everywhere. And the chafing was bad, but everything else was
yeah,
good.
And then you had chafing and...
Chafing, guys. Take it from a runner. Invest in some Vaseline.
Oh.
The sound effect.
Excuse me. Wait a minute. I am shocked. Tess Parker uses Vaseline and not coconut oil to avoid chafing.
That's a really good question. Yes, Vaseline stands up better than coconut oil to prevent chafing.
Wow. Has coconut oil, is there any part of your body that hasn't touched coconut oil?
That's a good question. No. I use it as lube, conditioner, mouthwash. It's getting bad. I feel bad. I just realized this.
Not all at once.
Just get a jar in the shower and just go for it. Why not?
Yeah, I have a jar in the shower. I know. But I feel bad because I've been using it as lube, and then I'm occasionally cooking with it, and I'm like, is my food tasting like pussy to my boyfriend?
Or is it getting him excited?
I don't know.
You've made dinner like part of foreplay now.
I guess.
Spaghetti tastes like pussy.
I don't know if I'd want to eat something that tasted like cock when I wasn't like eating cock.
Wait, I didn't know that it could be used as lube.
It's the best lube.
That's a really good idea. Yeah, I didn't know that either. Really.
Because it's one ingredient. You know, right. Like your body's going to respond better to that than whatever synthetic bullshit.
Mm-hmm. But you can't use it with condoms.
Yeah, you can.
You can?
Yeah.
It's not, is it?
And you've researched?
Experiential research.
Oh, I see. You don't know then. You don't use condoms.
Occasionally.
Okay,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how much I
don't
trust.
Know. We'll see.
Why would you not be able to use coconut oil with condoms?
Because you can't use, I thought you have to use water-based, not oil-based.
Okay, I haven't researched this.
Okay, let's look it up.
Okay.
Or just wait until something happens, and then we'll know.
What happens if you use water-based? It breaks?
No,
or oil-based, it breaks?
Yeah, it could break
let
it.
Let me
I don't know.
Tesla.
It's been a long time since I took sex ed.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's been a little bit.
Well, nothing's happened to me. I think it's fine. I mean, really, I'm sorry. I mean, I think it's fine.
Okay, Reddit asked, can I use coconut oil as lubricant? Here we go. Somebody talk while I'm looking.
Okay, I trust.
I just imagine all the comments are like, dirty Jews, dirty Jews.
Yeah, yeah,
I hate
yeah.
women.
Of course. Bitches and sluts, Bible quotes. Oh, man. I was shopping in Pasadena on Friday. And it was so like hypocritical. There was these like those crazy Jesus freaks outside of J. Crew that were like harassing everyone as we went into J. Crew. Like not even like a foot away from them, there was some homeless dude who they were like totally ignoring.
Of course.
I mean, not that that's surprising at all, but it's like at least move like halfway down the block.
Yeah. Or like take care of the Jesus would do.
Or give him like $10 to hold a sign.
Hello.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
No.
There are ways to kind of kill two birds
with one Jesus.
Yeah. Wait, you know, my favorite thing is what at the gay pride parade here with it was in New York when the Orthodox Jews
paid
people to protest because they couldn't protest on the weekend. That's, and they so paid funny. Largely immigrants to protest.
That would be a great way to fix our economy.
They were dressed up as
they
Orthodox
were
people.
Up
yep.
as Orthodox yep. Jews.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
No. Yes.
That's hilarious.
You know what? I think that's great.
Yeah. I mean,
because no one's gonna take them seriously.
No, of course, but it's like it's kind of like the Puerto Rican production of Fiddler on the Roof that I always wanted, like in real life. It's happening.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and I think it's a really beautiful way to like mix a broken economy with outraged culture, and like let's fix the job by like hiring people to protest for us.
Yeah, if you have some bullshit judgmental cause, if you could please use that to employ victimized people.
Yeah,
great.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'll just drive past it and it won't honk.
No,
that's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm great with that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's great. That's hilarious. I'm surprised more people don't do that, though.
Well, not all groups are as, you know. Well, I'm gonna pass on saying anything more about the Jews. As a Jew myself, I'm going to pass on talking more about the Jews.
Fair enough. I just love... Wow. I need to look at those pictures. That's fantastic.
Do you think they protested there because they thought that J. Crew stands for Jesus Crew?
Possibly.
Oh shit.
I mean, that's J. Crew does look pretty Jesus-y.
Yeah. Jesus wore
is
the
J.
day.
Is J. Crew a person?
Mr. Jonathan Crew?
Johnny.
Jonathan Crew, J. Crew. You might...
J. Crew. J. Crew.
Okay, you... So they say that coconut oil is good for lube, but you shouldn't use coconut oil with latex condoms because it may break down the integrity of the condom.
Oh,
so
damn.
That's good to know. I mean,
I'm glad we talked about this,
I'm
Tess.
Glad we talked about this, too.
Yeah.
I don't use condoms very often.
Right. Yeah.
Who does?
Right?
I mean, hello. 2015.
Proponent for raw dogging at myself.
So, hey, learn something new every day.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Jesus, you might have just saved me from an abortion.
Won't be the first time.
I don't want it to seem like I didn't want you to get an abortion. Like, if you wanted to get an abortion, obviously I would support that too.
I appreciate
as well.
That.
Yeah,
thank
I mean,
you.
Like,
yeah.
I'm not trying to, you know.
Yeah.
If that's what you want to do with your body, you did the
no, thank
you do whatever you want.
An abortion is kind of like Taco Bell, like if I must.
Oh my God. You see, I love Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And I must.
Oh, so man. Liz, you just got back from New York.
I did.
What'd
yes.
you see there that you loved?
I saw Fun Home twice.
Okay, so what?
Oh my
I haven't
God,
even
I
done any
so
research
bad.
About that show. What's
what is
deal?
It?
So it's based on the graphic novel by Alison Bechdel.
Oh, shit.
It's a memoir about her life. She came out to her family when she was in college and learned that her dad was gay and closeted her whole life and like had been having all these affairs with like young guys. And then he killed himself like 4 months later. And yeah, it's a really happy story.
Is it kind of next to normally?
Singing. Yeah, it's a little next to normally. I mean, like...
Small cast?
Small cast, yeah. Okay. Three people play Allison. And
we're talking about a musical, everyone, if you don't.
Yeah.
I mean,
fun. It won the Tony Award for Best Musical. I'm sure everyone knows that.
No, we all watched the Tonys like the Super Bowl, right?
I mean, I did watch the song she sang in the Tonys that like melted my heart
right.
away or whatever.
So I went back because Sydney Lucas, who plays young Allison, who sings Small Allison is how they call her because mm-hmm. I don't know. But she sings Ring of Keys, which is right. like the song. And she was not there the first time I went. And
that's
so I got
so
comps,
disappointing when
and
that
then
happens.
I was like, "I'm gonna pay money to go see it again with like her
good.
In it," and I did.
Wow,
it was worth it.
Yes, I don't know if like my bank account feels that way yet, but I'm getting paid in a few days, so it's fine.
You'll here's
fine.
What I always say: the thing about money is you can always make more of it. That's my one of my life philosophies.
Hopefully,
yeah,
oh,
sure.
Not hopefully.
Theoretically, that is true.
I don't know. Realistically, that is true.
I mean, it was different when I was a freelancer, though, because when I was a freelancer, it was like that was more like if you needed money,
you
like found it. You founded something to do to get paid. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
And when you have a, like a salary job, you pretty much have your income, and
that's
like
what it
you
is,
spend
yeah.
more than what you make, you have a problem.
I guess I've just been a freelancer for so long, and like before that, I waited tables.
Yeah,
so
I mean, it's actually, I mean, it's weird because the stability of having a salary job is great, obviously, and the benefits are great, but I like miss the fact that if I was low on funds, I would just like take on another assignment.
Just hustle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm addicted to the hustle. I like hustling.
Yeah.
Like I like having that option. But then that said, like it usually works out in your favor to have some kind of stability.
Right. Theoretically.
Theoretically. Yeah.
Anyway, Fun Home. I'm reading the graphic novel right now. It's really good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's great.
It's really interesting the way she does it. The timelines all kind of go back and forth, are very fluid. Is that how
that's
it
cool.
is in the,
yeah,
in
yeah.
the show?
So yeah, so they're all back and forth.
Yeah, so it's really interesting. Like the way she tells it is just really fascinating. And she's the reason the Bechdel test is named the Bechdel test, which I didn't know.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh wow.
And I don't know what that means. Like what she
that
did
comes from,
to make it happen.
Yeah, she wrote that was like in a strip of her comic. Dykes to Watch Out For, I think is that what it's called?
Yes. Yeah.
She like had a comic about like someone going to the movies, like a couple going to the movies, a lesbian couple, and then coming out being like, I have this test for movies.
Right.
And then that became the Bechdel test. I don't know how it became so popular, but
it is crazy.
Well, I think because once you find out about it, it kind of flips the switch in your head where you go back over changes everything once you hear about it, I think.
Which I don't think a lot of like stuff from underground lesbian comics
really become common knowledge.
But you know, good for her.
Well, Gina Davis got a hold of it, and then her whole foundation has been like trying to make movies that meet the Bechdel test.
I have a question about Gina Davis.
Go on.
Yes.
Does she still do archery?
I hope so.
I think recreationally, I'm assuming.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Gina Davis does archery like you can use coconut oil for condoms.
so it's fun, but you might get pregnant.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, just because she's really hot.
Oh, yeah. Gina Davis would definitely get me pregnant if I was in the same room with her, I think, just by looking at her.
Yeah.
I know for sure she's still a genius.
Yes.
She's still in Mensa. Mm-hmm. She's a badass chick. I love Gina.
Love her.
Yeah.
Gina, if you're listening, love to have you on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Who's she married to?
She was married to Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, she married Goldblum for a while.
That just blew my mind. Yeah. I had no idea.
Did you guys know that Jeff Goldblum had a baby on the 4th of July?
I saw you post
that. Isn't that brilliant. Awesome?
On purpose?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. Like,
I think the baby knew. The baby knew what was going on.
The baby was like, ah, I'm Jeff Goldblum's son.
Or it was a C-section.
It was probably
I feel like,
C-section.
Don't all celebrities have C-sections?
I think. Probably.
They plan it out because they want to have like the baby when they want to have the baby.
Well, that
I think so.
Puss.
You don't have. Well, you just don't have a schedule.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
just got to have that kid and then get out of there.
Bing, bang, boom.
Yeah. No, I've had a couple friends who have had that kind of like, yeah, I just know. I want to know I'm having it this day at noon.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense to me. I'm not like, I'm no biologist, but to me, it seems easier just to get it cut out of you.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's like, it's
they're probably side effects to both.
Yeah.
Aren't you're awake for C-section and they're like rattling around in your insides.
Yeah, so they like,
that
be,
doesn't sound good.
They take all
but
of
you're
your...
also awake to when you give birth.
Yeah.
No, it's all gross, but like, you can't, the idea is that you can't, you can't see, like, if you're like ripping your taint, like, while you're pushing, you can't see
right,
that.
Yeah.
Whereas if they're pulling things out of you, you might like look up and see like your organs being shuffled around.
My friend Bianca had one and she had like a big thing. Like, she,
a
it was
screen.
Just, yeah, she had a big screen, but her husband did say that her insides looked like jelly, deli meat. So,
oh my God.
That he like watched, because they take out,
oh my God, I can't stop.
Okay. I'm good.
I'm sorry that
I'll push it out.
I'm sorry that I opened this.
You know what? The good thing is, though, not to bring it back to this like every other moment of my life, but thing is, you push out enough kids, you get to be with Big Dick Richie.
Big Dick Richie.
Oh, that's true.
From Magic Mike.
Have you seen Magic Mike?
I haven't seen the second one yet.
What is wrong with you?
I'm going to
see. Well, you were seeing Broadway shows. That's
someone on Tinder asked me if I wanted to see Magic Mike XXL, and I was like, I don't know if that's going to be a terrible date or
it's a good date.
It's going to be a good date.
I mean,
if you want to fuck directly afterwards, it's a good one.
I don't think it's going to make me want to fuck. I think it's going to make me want to like go home and cry because I don't look like them.
Well, that is interesting. It's interesting as a girl because like we were talking like we're so used to seeing like hot girls with guys that like it was like nice not have to.
Of course, yeah. I totally. Like on principle, I'm all for it. I just don't know if I want to see it on a date with someone where I have to like then get naked after.
No, totally. Right. I would definitely be a little bit like, oh boy, after that. I don't have quite those abs.
Because I don't want to look like that. But I also, if I'm going to see that for like 2 hours, I'm going to start to feel things.
Of course.
Yeah.
Like, eh.
It makes sense.
And also, if he doesn't have those abs, like I don't usually care about that. But if I've been watching like those people dancing,
I
kind of want that.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll see. You know, I guess I know how it goes.
Yeah, I think you should.
If it happens,
yeah.
Does he seem cool besides that?
Sure.
Go,
it's Tinder. How do you never really know?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never been on Tinder, but I assume we.
You have.
I was on Grindr.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you're on Grindr. We were on Tinder.
Cool.
It's the same thing.
We were trying to promote for our show, so we created a fake account
on Grindr.
Yeah.
Didn't.
I was like, hey, what's up? You should come to the show. And then we like immediately felt.
I felt
and
bad
deleted them
because I was a hot guy and I was leading all these guys on.
Honestly, I'd be happy just to get a message. The only messages I get on Grindr are spam messages. Okay, here's my favorite part about Grindr spam. So it's always the same. It's like, I don't know who's doing it, but it's like they ask for your. It's a conversation that's like a robot, but I think it's actually a person doing it. And they're like, hey, bud. How are you? And then they'll say, like, I'm new here. How about you?
Of course.
And then they go, can we text? And they ask for your phone number. And I think they just give your phone number to, like, people to, like, solicit for random shit.
Of course, yeah.
Aww. And so I fell for it once when I first joined, thinking, like, someone wants to chat with me on the phone. Like, this is exciting. Yeah. And I'm stupid. And now I know it's, like, the same thing every time. It's always some hot guy. The weird thing is it always says they haven't been online for 2 days. So it's, like, they're weird, like, ghosts. And they're always, no matter, their profiles are all filled out, but their height is always 2'2" to 2'5". And so I imagine this like group of like little, like really hot little people like soliciting you for your phone number and your
what
body.
What the? That's so funny that they've
so
figured
weird?
That out, that they need to change the height.
That's my favorite, thing. Every time I check the profile, I'm like, I know this person's fake, because I'll just say like, hey, bud, or like, hey, stud. And you're just like, this is probably fake. So you look at their profile and it's always 2'4".
That's so funny. It's actually Peter Dinklage. It's every single time.
I mean, you've heard Peter Dinklage.
All over that.
Yeah.
Wait,
I think he's taller than 2'4", though. I think he's like...
Is it possible that they're doing it in like metric sizes?
I don't know.
Yeah, because
no,
then they got like
the
a
thing
6.5 foot dude.
Right?
Yeah.
If all the bots have that same thing, then it's just fake.
But maybe the first bot put it in metrics and it just got coded in.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm not...
We're never
going
to tell us 2.5 meters. That seems very tall. Would that be like
almost 7 feet?
That seems like way too tall.
We're just trying to get these bots laid.
Which would you rather? Which would you rather, you guys?
Okay.
Sleep with a guy who's 2.5 feet or 2.5 meters?
2.5 meters.
Yeah.
I guess meters.
2.5 meters.
But 7 feet.
Sorry, guy. I feel bad. There's 2.5 feet guys.
But what if he has the corresponding dick?
I mean, like, it depends on what I'm going to do with it. I'm not going
to,
like...
You have to suck it.
It's, like, that tall.
Suck it.
Yeah, that's fine. That's not a problem.
That's, like, as tall as the...
Yeah.
I feel like a 2.5 foot guy is also how long a 7 foot guy's dick would be. It would just, like, yeah, be the length of a person.
Yeah, it would be the size of the bigger person.
Like, I've actually, yeah. You know, I feel like there's often, like, no cor-, like, doesn't always correspond
at
all.
It doesn't at all. No, I've been with some tall guys who have...
Well, I think it also looks, I think it also looks smaller because they're so tall.
That's true.
But yeah. I've talked to tall guys who are really insecure because they have, like, average dicks, and mm-hmm. they feel like people expect, like, a huge right. dick, and then they're yeah. like, I'm sorry, like,
yeah.
it's not proportional.
But that's fine as long as it serves the function.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm not, I mean, I don't have a problem with that.
Right. No, I think that's fine.
I have a fucking
also...
big problem with it, and I think it... Actually, my
Just
new campaign
die.
Is that you have to have a big dick or I'm not even fucking talking to you.
Andy McDowell over here.
Yeah. Call me Andy McDowell.
That was my boyfriend's favorite part about Magic Mike XXL. He was just like, Andy McDowell on the screen.
Yeah,
and
she
just like yelled
she
at the theater.
It.
Yeah. Sorry.
I don't know what's gayer, is being into Andy McDowell or being into the guys dancing. I feel like either way, it's a little gay, which is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Andy, like, where has she been?
It's a really good question. Just but all the gay men that I know who saw it were like, Andy McDowell kills it.
Are you
she's
serious?
Great.
Yeah.
She's great in it.
Well, yeah, because the gays love a diva. Does she count as a diva, though?
No, she's not
she
really
She does now. She was gone great. For long enough, and she came back with, like, an accent, and now people are like, yes.
Oh, okay. That's the key to
she
being a diva.
She,
okay.
What do you mean she came back with an accent? I guess
in
she has
movie, a... she's an accent, right?
Oh, yeah.
She's Southern, yeah.
Does she not always have that?
She's always had kind of like
yeah,
a,
that's a good
bit,
Andy.
Yeah.
I bumped into her once at Sundance, guys, and... That's all I'll say.
I think you dropped something, Barbara.
We're going to pick up Andy McDowell's name will be our beat.
We're back.
We're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Barbara.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess. And we are here with our
guest.
Louis Pitesman.
I waited for cheering.
Yay!
Oh, now I feel bad. Now I feel like it's bad. Now I feel presumptuous. No, now I feel presumptuous for
waiting. We want you to be comfortable. Louis.
Up. We'll get you the kids.
I feel so much better. Yeah. I feel really good now.
Now you have the expectation.
Yeah. Okay, now it's too much. Now it feels fake.
Shove them back in the drawer.
Yeah. Shove them back in the uterus and then cut them out. Okay. Yeah. Too much? we're going to get to know you a little bit better. How do you feel about that?
I feel great and anxious.
Ooh, okay. Okay, I like that.
Perfect.
But keep I came combo. Here feeling anxious, so it's nothing new.
Okay, good.
Great. Roll it.
Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when?
Why?
First things first, thoughts on the song.
It's great.
Yeah?
You it's like perfect. Good enough
Thank
for a
you.
Musical?
It depends on the musical. I mean, like
Lady to Lady, the musical.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, good.
It's about context. Perfect. It's about context.
That's so true. That could be like one of the like interim songs.
Yeah, you know, it's all yeah. about yeah. There was so I saw Found the musical off Broadway,
mm-hmm.
and there were some weird ass songs. Cause it's all the songs are like found letters turned into songs, basically.
Oh, that's okay. cool.
So like idea. The songs don't really work out of context, most of them, but in the context of the musical, they're great. So
it's just a bunch of letter songs.
Yeah.
Huh. I like a good letter song. I got a letter song in my musical.
Oh my God. Speaking of, I just watched Crossroads. Did you get my text at like 1 in the
yeah,
morning?
Yeah, I woke up to that after Sean's, did you hear what happened? I woke up to, and I'm sorry I didn't respond. I was like out of it.
I don't care.
No, but let's talk about it.
Yeah.
What did you find out, Barbara?
I texted Tessa at 1 in the morning. Shonda Rhimes wrote Crossroads?
Yes.
Shonda.
That is the best Shonda Rhimes fact.
That's the best thing Shonda has ever done.
I had no clue.
Who is Shonda Rhimes?
Grey's Anatomy, Scandal.
Scandal. She just made those shows.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got it.
But she made Crossroads, the Britney Spears movie, also wrote it.
Oh, cool.
She's like the most important showrunner.
Yeah, she's running Hollywood.
She's a big deal right
Yeah,
now.
She's a huge...
Okay.
Yeah.
And cool. she...
I just
yeah.
like calling her Shonda.
Yeah.
Shonda?
That's a good name.
And because I went to this like writer's fellowship thing where there was this really obnoxious girl who worked, I guess, for Shonda. And the whole time she just kept being like, Shonda this. And Shonda oh, loves her
Lord.
People. And Shonda... And like, so now whenever Ooh. I hear Shonda, I'm just like, Shonda.
She does have a very, though, to be fair, that name is a very like...
How else do you
sound
say it?
Sound snooty, however you say it. Shonda.
Yeah.
Damn it, Shonda. Like, you know, that's about the only way that you could do it.
Yeah. Not like
and
that.
And that's how you say it all the time.
Yes. Yeah. But you know, she wrote, you know, arguably the best movie of all time.
It was so funny to rewatch it because I didn't remember it at all. And I forgot that the whole point of the movie is that she writes poems and that her poem is not a girl, not yet
that's
a woman.
That's the best part.
That
that's
was the reveal. Oh my God. That was like that's in Nintendo reveal. When they revealed the glove. That was the reveal
He's
of
like,
not a girl.
Me, yeah, tell me what the poem says. I'm not a girl, not yet a woman. I need some time that is mine.
And then
whatever.
A white piano comes out.
Yeah.
That is the best scene in any movie ever.
Yeah.
God, I love
and
that
she
movie.
Like tries to, the best part is they go to like a karaoke contest and she tries to act uncomfortable when she so obviously isn't singing. You know, she's like, I love rock and roll. And they're like 2 seconds like, put another down. You know, like, you're meant to be up there. Just do it.
Yeah.
To be fair, what? She probably wasn't comfortable.
I mean, yes, but... Yeah.
Joan Jett was uncomfortable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bummer news about Joan Jett recently.
Yeah.
Oops.
Kind of fucked Joan Jett.
Why did I bring that up?
No, it's okay.
I love rock and roll. Back to Brit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't
speaking,
know...
Speaking, yeah. of speaking of divas.
And also, sorry, I mean, well, Brandy, no, but you know...
What, for we a Crossroads spoiler?
No, I know. It's fine. I don't care.
No, not Crossroads. The first question.
Oh, I like when we started this episode, I knew that I would understand 30% of what was happening. So it's fine. I'm aware of where I'm at. That's fine. We talked about Medieval Times 2 weeks ago. I feel I'm good.
Yeah, we're pretty even.
Okay, Lewis.
Yes.
Who was your favorite character on Smash?
My favorite character on Smash?
That is such a hard question.
That's a really,
really
hard question.
Because what do you mean favorite?
Yeah, favorite could be so many things. Right. You know?
I mean... Like, legitimate favorite. I was...
However you want to take it, yeah.
Okay, I have been realizing how much of a gem Christian Borle is. And the scenes with Tom are, like, the least cringeworthy scenes in the show.
Well, he's, like, the best actor.
He's a really good actor.
He
sells it.
He's almost the Michael Bluth a little bit.
Okay, yes. He's like, a straight man.
He's holding everything together.
And
but
like,
then Tom gets weird.
I mean, right where I am right now, my rewatch, like, I'm all about Tom.
Right.
I think he's, like, normal in a way that I find really endearing.
I agree. What was the Peter Pan show that he was in?
I keep thinking about the shitty one that's happening now.
I keep saying Finding Neverland.
Right, which I saw.
Oof. Was it awful?
Ugh.
Really?
Wait, the live Peter Pan's coming up. Or already happened.
That already happened with Girls Girl. But Finding Neverland, that Kate Winslet movie with Johnny Depp.
Oh.
It's a musical now with Kelsey Grammer and Matthew Morrison.
Did that movie even do well?
Kelsey Grammer?
Kelsey Grammer plays...
Oh, yeah, plays Captain Hook.
Yeah, it's... Well, he's out now, but... It was a nightmare. Anyway, he did Peter
and
Starcatcher.
Yeah.
Well, I think the good thing about Tom is that he not only is like one of the regular people in the show, but he's also a brilliant musical theater actor. So it's like one of the only two people I think who's doing both.
They never
on
let
the
him
show.
Sing, but still.
Yeah.
Wait, why do you have this person in the show?
Like, that's everyone on Smash. Everyone on Smash. Everyone can sing and no one actually sings.
That's and the funny thing is musical theater people, the thing I think in general that they're terrible at, like if we had to rank, acting.
Not all of them, but I think a good musical theater actor should be able to do both.
Well, how, of course, they're a triple
threat. Like, Patti LuPone on Penny Dreadful was a revelation.
Oh, I haven't seen Patti. That.
Have you seen Penny? Do you watch Penny Dreadful?
No, I haven't.
The Showtime show? Mm-hmm. It's really good. Mm. She played a witch.
Really?
Oh, yeah. an abortionist witch, and it was life-changing.
I fucking love her. Wait, were you there when she did that cell phone thing in the audience?
No, I saw the play, but I wasn't there for the cell phone incident.
But you were in New York at the time?
No, I was back here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, she just grabbed a cell phone out of the audience, right?
Yeah, she made somebody But they overplayed it, because the way that show works is when she walks off, she's like, there's a part in Act 2 where she's being interactive with the audience,
she's giving a speech, and
she walks off and usually shakes the hand of a person, and instead of shaking a hand, she grabbed a phone.
Oh.
So it's not like she disrupted
the performance.
So it's
not like she interrupted.
It was like some awful person was texting, and she just grabbed the phone. Like,
are you telling me that there was a headline that was misleading out there?
I know,
are you
right?
telling me?
You know, I was reading these people saying things like, oh my God, I can't believe she like ruined the show by like taking people out of it. There were a lot of people who were like pushing back against it, and I was like, she didn't do anything that would have changed your opinion of the show.
Right. And didn't someone else do that? Who was playing Mama Rose and Gypsy and did that?
That was also Patti LuPone.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe that was not a phone. That was someone taking pictures.
Right.
And she was like, the flash was bothering me and I couldn't deal with it.
But it's true though. I mean, a theater ticket is really expensive. This is not talking
so expensive.
These people have trained for years to put on this production. Like, right. Fuck off.
Audiences are getting worse and worse. And, like, people just sit behind you and they just chat the entire time. And it's like, I don't understand. You paid, like, $200 for this ticket.
Right.
Why are you being like this?
Right. I did get admonished for, is that the right word? For talking to Harry Connick Jr. the other night.
That's fine.
At the Hollywood Bowl. It's an outdoors concert.
It's an outdoor venue.
Oh, please.
I think it depends on how loud you're being and how, like, consistent it is. Because when I saw Liza, the people next to me were making a lot of jokes the whole time. And I was like, this is fucking sacred.
We're at church.
Yeah. Please be quiet.
I mean,
but normally I saw Blink 182 at Hollywood Bowl and it was, you know, a gab fest.
I mean,
I don't know how else to explain it.
Okay, so favorite character, Tom.
Tom. That's correct. You got it right.
Correct.
Great.
Yep. I think Steve Harwell is my favorite.
Your favorite? Oh, yeah. Smash character? Yeah. Good call.
Nice.
Yeah.
From Smash Mouth.
I get it.
I don't know anybody from Smash.
We probably would have called the podcast Smash Mouths if we hadn't already used that for
our
Facebook group.
Yeah. How about when I was on that Ovation show and like people were like adding themselves to the group and we had all these like randoms?
We had to close it up to shut it down.
We had to make the group very private.
Did you start the group? Who started the group?
I started the group.
You started the group.
Yeah,
okay.
Because people started posting on my Facebook wall about it and I was like, my Facebook is getting dominated with Smash related posts. So I was like, let's take this in private.
Right.
Yeah.
And now we have a safe place.
It is very safe.
And then people started joining, like, lock it down. Yeah. Not for them, just for us. And there are still some people in there that I'm like, I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
I don't know where you came from.
It's a great group. Retta's in that group from Parks and Rec.
John Ross Bowie's in that group?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, John did the show. Spoiler alert for a future episode.
Oh,
well,
nice.
That's fine.
Yeah. I mean, that's
a good teaser.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's a special thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think it's your
All right, next one. What would Yeezus do? These are all interpretive.
Yeah. No, I'm just thinking. What wouldn't Yeezus do?
That's
Ooh,
right.
That's a very good answer.
Yeah. What wouldn't Yeezus do? Admit fault for something.
Okay.
Yeah. How did he get that? Because it's Kanye, right?
He called himself that.
Yeah.
It's a self-proclaimed.
Good for him.
Self-proclaimed
Jesus.
Nickname.
Okay. One of my goals is.
Well,
yours
I mean
is
that
Jesus.
Maybe that's wrong. Maybe someone, but that's okay. You know.
Yeah,
I'm assuming.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on Kanye?
I don't have a lot of thoughts on Kanye.
Really?
But I feel like whenever I see people saying anything positive or negative, it's like instantly controversial. I feel like he's a very controversial figure.
He's extremely. Yeah.
And so I just like step away from it.
Okay, fair.
Like
enough.
I like some of his stuff, and I like I keep a distance in a respectful way.
Yeah, I love his. I mean,
in a way, but I don't care enough about something. Like, if I'm not like super invested in something, I'm like, I don't want to argue.
Right.
So I'm just gonna
right.
not say anything.
Well, it's very mature and something that not a lot of people on the internet will do.
Well, it's just like when you're on the internet enough, you like realize that there are things worth fighting for, and there are things that you don't get, and you're like, I'm not gonna even sit here and pretend that I understand. So I'm gonna just step away.
Right. Based on a headline that I read on an article and didn't even click on.
Right.
Yep. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I like him. I mean, I like his music.
I
saw him perform, and I liked it a lot. And mm-hmm. I really do like people who are, he's just a diva like anyone else. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I like divas. So.
I think the argument is that like when he's criticized, it's like, it's because he's a black man and we don't criticize like other divas and diva behavior. But I don't know if
that's
I don't think that's entirely true.
Yeah.
But I don't want to say that. I just said it, but I don't want to say that because I don't want to have an argument. And
well,
I'm sure
I'm personally just going to put out there right now. I'm very pro Kanye.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I'm Kanye neutral.
Yeah, so we're all Switzerland here.
I liked the I can't remember. I'm gonna fuck up this quote, but I think he was talking. They were talking about Caitlyn Jenner and just talking about Kim. Kim was talking about how she was talking to Kanye about it, like how to.
Oh yeah, in the special.
And Kanye said like, you know, like I have everything I ever wanted in the world. I have like my career and I married the most beautiful woman in the world, but I could have never done that if I wasn't myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that shit I'm like, fuck yeah, Kanye. Like
yeah, exactly.
Cool. That was a big fuck yeah Kanye moment.
Kanye was the only person in that family. Fucking Chloe, who was my favorite until that point.
Like my current favorite is Kim.
I know. I'm kind of panicking for Kim, too. I think they're a fantastic couple.
It was funny. Oh, yeah. I did want to talk about this because I've never been pro Kim, as you know, because of just like, you know, somebody trying to get into the business and being like, oh, but I'm working so hard and it's not fair when you whatever. That's kind of what I was thinking about her. But then I heard her on fucking NPR, and she was so great. And I was like, oh, all right, never mind. I like you.
She's fun. Yeah.
She was funny. She's fun. And she was like she was like, you know, made fun of herself and stuff.
Exactly.
It was good.
Yeah.
I just think anyone who can turn a sex tape into an empire deserves like all of our love and admiration.
Love, admiration, and frankly,
I feel Paris Hilton, I feel the same way about. I'm like, yes, she was rich, but she was not a celebrity because she was rich. There are lots of socialites we don't really know about.
Absolutely.
She transformed a sex tape into a career, and that is impressive.
Yeah.
It's impressive, and you're lying to yourself if you say you wouldn't take the same deal.
Oh, absolutely.
I know, but I think the problem I have with it is that as somebody who tries to, maybe it's a jealousy thing. I don't know what it is, but you know, like being a comic who's like, I'm trying to like hide my sexuality because I want people to look at me as funny and not just a sexual being. It's like, oh fuck, well that's not fair. I'm trying to do it this way.
Don't you think it's sort of apples and oranges though?
Yeah, like sexy her. Maybe sexy for her is what comedy is for you.
Right.
Like that's the talent.
I know,
that she's
but I can't help but confuse them in that we always put sexuality on a pedestal and not, you know, the other shit. So that's, I think it's hard for me to not confuse it.
To be fair, Paris Hilton didn't look great in her sex tape because it was black light, and that was horrendous.
And she was just staring.
She looked like a demon.
Yeah.
It's so frightening.
Oh my God.
What's she up to?
Paris.
Recently was involved in a terrible prank.
Yeah. They told her plane was crashing.
That's
the worst thing that anyone's ever done.
It's really
nice. And did they make the plane like do
they
something?
Literally had the plane in free fall and they told her that the plane was crashing.
That's shitty.
It is the worst thing anyone's ever done to anyone else. Like,
who did that to her?
It was like an Egyptian, I think Egyptian show, and it was like they were giving her a tour of this like of this resort or whatever, and then like they're like, oh shit, the plane's dropping, and they all started screaming and she was like crying and like, you know, praying and all this stuff, and then they're like, surprise, it's a prank.
Don't fuck with a Hilton, man. She'll buy your goddamn country. Like, I mean, please. That's fucked
up.
But
also, like, Japanese people are so good at pranks, and they've never done that.
Yeah.
That we know of.
I watched a show today where it was like women would walk into for a meeting, and they'd walk into an elevator, and then they walked in, the floor would drop out under them, and they would just fall onto a slide, like through Vaseline and like onto like feathers or whatever. And then it was just like filming them in slow motion, and I thought that was the greatest thing.
No one gets
hurt. There's a slide.
That's so terrifying. You gotta keep that element of whimsy. Like, I think you can have it be terrifying for a second, but you gotta like let them in on the idea. I guess.
Yeah. Any prank where someone is going to be fearing for their life has to be very, like, well,
very short.
Yeah, not just like, oh, there's a weird guy in a chicken suit walking around, you know.
Yeah. Yes. Well, there's got to be, like, a moment when you look back on it afterwards, you're like, oh, that was funny, because it was, like, obviously, like, a guy in, like, a little gremlin suit in the corner that came out of me or something.
Oh, my God, I just remember this. I walked into Cantor's the other day as I was going to, like, an open mic in the bar, and I, like, walked through the second half of the restaurant, and I was like, it just felt really weird. And everyone was like in tables, but really spread out. And there was this girl being like, my water's breaking, my water's breaking. And I was like, and it was a prank show. And I just walked in. No, there's no PA like stopping people from walking into the middle of the show. So I just like walked into the middle of this weird prank show that was going on. And then like they were interviewing the guy who the prank was being pulled on afterwards. And just like, it was like the worst thing to watch. Cause he was just like, so like, do you want to be famous? Like feeding him the stuff they wanted to hear him say.
Yeah.
It was awful. But somebody wasn't doing their job there.
Wow.
I wish you had gone over and been like, let's get you to a car, and just tried to be a hero.
Oh, that would have been great. I just was so confused.
I'm like, a doctor.
Yeah. That would have been funny. God. Yeah. If I had known, but I just was like, I don't know what's happening.
You got pranked.
Maybe it was on me the whole time.
The last time I got pranked was like part of a flash mob when I lived in Hollywood. Was one of those no pants flash mobs.
Oh,
that was really fun.
No pants day.
Yeah, it was like a no pants day situation, and I just saw one person without pants, and it was Hollywood, so I'm fine. And then another person without pants, and another. It was like this. I've always wanted to have.
But do you consider that as a prank?
I think flash mobs are a prank.
They're a prank on like the general
public.
Yeah,
they're not like a personal prank.
Yeah, they're not a personal prank.
Of course, they're not a personal prank.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be amazing if that were just for you.
Right? That's how narcissistic I am. All these strangers came together.
This is awesome.
All right.
When did you discover your love of musicals?
Oh my God. Like, always. It's kind of like when did you know you were gay? It's like forever. Like,
do you remember like the first one you became obsessed with or anything?
Yeah, when I was a kid, I used to watch Into the Woods and the Bette Midler Gypsy on repeat.
Gypsy? Yeah, I agree. That was like,
yeah, but I would watch them both. They're both Sondheim. They're both like super important to me. I mean, the Bette Midler Gypsy is like objectively not great.
Wasn't that on TV? I feel like we just had it on a VHS.
Yeah, it's a TV movie.
It was a made for TV, but that was a good ass made for TV production.
I mean, yeah.
Or do I just remember it that
way? You remember it that way.
Really?
I watched it again. Yeah, it's not great.
That was my introduction. That's one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, and Gypsy's amazing. Yeah, so you watch that. It's not great, but.
I credit Gypsy with my sister getting into burlesque. Because all we did when we were younger was watch Gypsy. And like, I think that's why she glamorizes burlesque.
Totally.
She's still obsessed with
burlesque. Well, so Gypsy was funny because Gypsy. I used to watch, and my parents had ended the tape before she became a stripper.
Are you serious?
So I didn't know that's what happened.
You hilarious. Thought Louise just had like the saddest ending?
I didn't know like what it was about. I like had no idea.
I love when parents do that shit and just totally like change your idea of what
I was like.
It's
about like a stage mom. What's the problem?
Yeah.
And then later I found out like too much later. I was like, oh, okay.
Wait, did you even get to get a gimmick or any of that?
No. I didn't know there was anything with strippers at all.
How did you feel about the new Into the Woods? I haven't seen the old one.
You mean the?
Oh wait, no, I've seen the old
movie,
the Disney one. Yeah,
yeah.
I liked it. I thought it was really competently made.
I did too.
I enjoyed it.
It
wasn't like perfect,
I mean,
but it was
Meryl.
What I needed.
Meryl.
Yeah. I never. Who knew Meryl had that in her? Like I thought we'd seen all of her tricks.
I know.
I saw Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia. Hello.
I saw Mamma Mia.
But she's not like bringing it in Mamma Mia.
She's not a fucking witch.
She's
you know?
Bringing it in Into the Woods. Mm. Ugh.
Didn't see it.
I actually was the other day I was driving over to Barbara's house. I'm like, it was a beautiful Saturday morning. And I was like, you know what I really feel like listening to is a bunch of sad Mandy Patinkin songs. So I just drove around listening to sad Mandy Patinkin songs. And he's got a version of Children Will Listen. Have you guys heard that?
Ugh. Mandy.
Mm. Mandy.
I always associate Mandy Patinkin with, did you guys ever see the Mr. Show movie? Fucking Run, Ronnie, Run.
Mm-hmm.
You have to just watch the scene because Mandy Patinkin's in it. They do like Run Around. It's like David Cross being this guy who gets arrested all the time. And they do a musical of his life starring Mandy Patinkin.
Oh, shit. That's amazing.
It's so fucking funny.
And can't believe Mandy Patinkin was game for that. He doesn't seem like he's very like fun.
I don't know. No. But he's like the guys, David Cross is like, quote was always, y'all are brutalizing me. So it's like Mandy taking me like, y'all are brutalizing me. And then he insists on doing it naked.
Mandy Patinkin-ness?
Yes. It's really funny. Yeah.
I've never heard of him doing anything like that.
Okay, I'll send you like the scene. Okay. It's really funny.
So yeah, did you get into, like, did you do musicals when you were younger?
Like briefly.
Okay.
When I went to theater camp, like not the kind that like, not like Stage Door, like not the real theater camp, like the one that anyone can get into.
Right.
I did that when I was like in middle school, I guess, a couple times, and then I suddenly got really shy in high school and stopped doing any performing at all.
Singing in front of people as a teenager is really nerve-wracking.
Yeah, and also it's like realizing that you're an awkward person.
Yeah,
not for me. I fucking loved it.
You did.
I hated like the popular kids that were also really good at musicals.
Oh, that was my whole fucking school.
Mine too.
Yeah, it was so annoying. All the Mormon kids would. Not like do anything in drama for the rest of the year, and then when the musical came up, they would all take the best parts.
That's
and
I was so,
like,
Mormon.
So Mormon. Our theater department was all Mormon too, and I wanted to be Tessie Tora so bad because my fucking name. It's what every gay guy has been calling me since I was 15 years fucking old. That was my fucking part, and they gave it to a Mormon girl. How are you gonna give Tessie Tora to a Mormon girl?
Christine Emersole plays Tessie Tora in the Bette Midler Gypsy,
right?
Which is. Iconic.
Oh God, isn't it?
All right, we got two questions to get through.
Okay. Where is your favorite place to write?
On my couch in my sweats.
Laptop hung in a hunched over.
Yeah, how boring is that?
No, it's good. I feel like everyone's always like sit at a desk and sit up straight, but when I try to
do
that for too long,
like,
yeah, I know.
I have an office that I go to every day mostly. But I work from home when I can, and I like working from home. Otherwise, Mustard Seed on Hillhurst.
Oh.
Because they have free Wi-Fi and they have good food.
They do have good food.
And they have cute people working there.
I always get, though, I don't like working in cafes because I need to get up and walk around a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, I don't want to always fucking my laptop. You know what I mean? You got to do the whole shuffle, so.
Put it all away when you go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Or like trust a stranger to watch your
And they're never going to watch.
No,
they never watch.
I mean, usually nothing's going to happen, but still just the.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that
I
makes
need to
you
pace.
Feel better that you kind of made an effort to care about your laptop, the most important thing you own.
Okay, last one with a bullet. Why were you fired?
Why was I fired from Gawker?
I don't know.
From
wherever you want.
Wherever
this was
you want.
Just a...
yeah.
I've only been fired once, and it was from Gawker.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Well, if you want to talk about it.
Sure. I was never given like an exact reason. I was a really bad fit for that company. Like I'm not as cynical as people might think, and I'm not like hateful, and not all of Gawker's like that, but at the time, like what I was getting was like be a little bit meaner, and
you definitely kind of have to want to
want to shit on people. Yeah. I didn't want, and I never felt like comfortable with a lot of what I was doing, and so the last thing I posted were these nude pics that were like supposed to be Justin Bieber, but I knew they weren't, and so I like even said like in the post like these are not Justin Bieber's nudes, but here they are anyway.
Right.
And then I got all these comments that were like, you don't know if this person's underage, and I was like,
oh shit.
Even though it was a Tumblr thing, and it turned out they weren't, the person was not underage, just so everyone knows.
But that wouldn't have been on you anyway.
It might have been. I mean, like whatever. It was a bad move, and I took the photos down, and the next day I got fired. And like, it wasn't like because of that post. It was because of everything. But that was my final straw.
Yeah.
And if you search my name now, there's like a blog post that's like, was a Gawker writer fired for posting child porn? So that's my legacy, and I'm really happy about it.
Oh, God, fuck that shit. Have you guys gotten fired? We might have talked about this before.
I've gotten fired a lot.
I remember one time I quit. I might have talked about this before, but I quit from the bookstore at my school that I went to. I like worked it, and then I was quitting. And then they brought me in like the day of my last day, and they like tried to accuse me of stealing all this shit, I did.
She definitely did.
Is that why you quit? Because you like?
No, I think I just quit. I don't know.
The jig was up.
I wasn't going to be there anymore. Something, but I also like I worked in the candy section, and I would just like eat the food all the time, and like, I like stole a sweatshirt once or something, nothing like crazy, you know, but food and like a sweatshirt. But yeah, they like were like, oh, we saw a suspicious looking thing once with you leaving, and I was just like, nope. I just kept saying no, and I was like, what are you gonna do? You can't really.
It's really embarrassing.
It is really
Getting fired is really embarrassing.
Fired sucks. Yeah. I got fired. The only job I've ever been fired from is I used to work at a rib place in high school, and on my
Tony
last
Roma's place, place for ribs.
No, Adam's Ribs in Severna Park, Maryland.
Oh boy, Adam's Ribs.
I know. I know. I know. Ugh.
Do they only hire women?
Like, yeah, basically.
In their image? Okay.
Yeah, and they paid us less then because we were taken from his rib.
Spawned from them.
Oh, man. But, like, they... I had asked off for, like, the last day of our marching band performance and, like, the end of my senior year. So it was, like, my last time playing with, like, the band ever before I graduated. And they, like, were like, yeah, yeah, we'll give you the day off. And then, like, the schedule came out that week and they didn't give me the day off. And I was like, you have to... I'm doing a concert that night. I'm not gonna give up like the last time playing with people, and like everyone that I worked there was just like dead-eyed and 40, and was just like, high school doesn't fucking matter anyway, fuck those people. And I was like,
you were both right.
Yeah. Everybody was right, and I kept being like, I'm not coming in, and they were like, find a replacement, and I couldn't, and I was just like, well, I'm not coming. And then the morning of, they called me to see if I was coming at school, and I was like, I'm sick, I can't come. And then they called my fucking house. And my mom was like, and my parents were like, she's not sick, she's at school. And then they called me back and were like, you're a liar, you're fired. And I was like, I told you literally all week long that I wasn't coming in. Also, I'm better than everybody there. I wish I'd had like the fucking fuck you, light the shit on fire moment there. Ugh, it was so bad. Because then my dad was like upset because I had lied about being sick. And he was like, you shouldn't have lied. You should have just like told them, you should have quit before. And I was like,
you basically did.
Yeah, I was like, don't teach me a lesson when they're assholes.
Yeah, you gave them every option.
Yeah, I know. It was a whole... That's the only time I've ever been fired from anything. I like to think I fired quit.
That's a fired bummer. From Amgen, no, sorry, a biotech fired. Company.
God damn it.
I had like a grown-up job when I was 18, and my stepmom hooked me up with a job at this pharmaceutical company. I was like drinking all the time.
Do you get free pharmaceuticals?
Yeah, they were injectables for arthritis. Like,
nice.
But I worked bribing doctors. I would cut checks. We would cut checks to doctors for like, you fucking shouldn't have fired me. Didn't sign an NDA. We would cut checks to doctors for like $200,000, $300,000 for like half hour lectures.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Wow. So that's what I did. But I would, it was my first time having an office job. So I was like, wait, I can come and go as I please. I don't have to ask anyone. So you can imagine it was more going than coming.
Yeah.
I would like come into work like reeking like vodka. And I would always have my whale tail sticking out of my jeans. And I was like 20 years younger than everyone else. At one point, one of the women who shared an office with me grabbed my gold thong and was like, you're a wild one. And then snapped my thong.
Whoa.
You should have sued for sexual harassment.
Yeah, you should have sued them.
No, they have that money.
I know, you could have
probably loved it.
Checks.
You're like, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, dude. And I didn't, and even then, I didn't really see it coming. Like, I called into their office.
And it was like really jarring. I mean, I maybe spent a total of half an hour in that office. But
I got, I mean, I got fired when I was at brunch on the phone and I was with a friend and I got the call and I was like, I'm about to get fired. Because I was like, why else would my editor be calling me?
Right.
Yeah, he never called me. He never talked to me.
Yeah, you can get that feeling in the gut of your stomach.
Yeah, but I wasn't like even upset. I like, he fired me and I was like, do I have to work tonight's shift? And he was like, not if you don't want to. We'll pay you for the end of the month, like through the end of the month, which is really nice.
Nah, that's cool.
Like to their credit. And I was like, fine, I'm done. And then I finished my brunch.
Nice.
And chilled.
Did you order another drink?
I want to get fired in the middle
of brunch. I don't really drink, but I would have had I been drinking.
Yeah.
I ordered
another plate of chilaquiles.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds good. Great.
Oh, fuck, I want that so bad right now.
Man.
All right, I'm going to eat some.
We're going to go watch some food porn. BRB.
Hey, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Louis Peitzman. There's your babies.
Yeah, you got that felt good, right?
It feels really good. I can't deny it.
We're going to answer some problems.
What
of
kind
the
of
lady
problems?
Variety.
Do we have a song for that, David?
Lady problems. Lady problems. Lady problems.
So,
how do you feel about that one?
Oh, I love this so much.
You do?
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
Oh, good.
I no longer take podcasts seriously unless they have like a series of musical cues and numbers and stuff.
Thank
like,
you.
Put in the effort. I mean, we only have one on my show.
Oh,
but
yours is so.
We have an outro. We have an outro. We have two.
Oh, I can't wait to.
You are in for a treat.
All right, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Is it from the show or is it original?
It's better if you don't know. Song parody.
Okay. Better if you don't know.
Great.
Okay, I just ruined it. Great.
She doesn't know.
I've got a clue. It's fine. All right. Who wants to go for it?
I got it. Okay. All right. Dear ladies, I am not a lady. I'm a gay guy in my teens, which is really the same thing. Recently, I was at a friend's house for a party. For a few hours, I really enjoyed myself, but I slowly stopped enjoying myself until I found myself in the backyard watching bats for an hour or so, relishing the quiet, cold darkness after experiencing the total opposite inside. My problem is that I'm no good with parties. Even when I was enjoying myself, I wasn't making much of a contribution and it sort of felt parasitic. This may seem trivial, but my fear is that my friends will start to resent me for being boring and unable to enjoy myself in their company, at least for very long. Then there's also the fear that if I lose these friends, I'll be unable to make new ones for the same reasons. I think I drank enough to tolerate the situation. I'm 18. It's legal.
I think
he's probably Canadian or somewhere else.
Got it.
But I'm just very introverted. So my question after that ramble is, do you have any advice on being more outgoing and contributing more to events and in doing so maintaining relationships with friends? On the other hand, am I overreacting? Do you think I have nothing to worry about? Thank you.
Oh my God, can I just like cry for a minute? Really hit me hard.
I know. I think social anxiety stuff is like really.
Yeah.
God, especially when you're a teenager.
Yeah.
Especially when you're a gay teen.
Yeah.
Or female teen.
Or anything.
Anyone who's not a straight male teen.
Yes. Yeah.
I think no, you're not overreacting. It's
no.
A real, you know, you're dealing with stuff that's legit that we all still deal with, mm-hmm. as older adults, you know.
Yeah.
We all deal with not wanting to be at parties and shit.
But
like
I think
that.
It's not until you're older that you realize that you can choose your friends and you can
right.
find people who relate to you and understand you as you are. And you don't have to hang out with people who like have those kind of parties. I mean, you can do sometimes, but you don't have to like live that lifestyle.
Yeah, mm. And also I think that there's a huge tendency when you're younger that every party's like, this is it. This is the big one. I'm going to miss out. You know, and you're not. There's going to be a million more parties in your lifetime. If you miss out on one, it's not the end of the world.
Also, I think that it's really easy. Like, we're all, you know, obviously narcissists in our own way. And it's easy to think that if you go outside and you're like just staring at the sky for a little bit, everyone's looking at you and thinking that it's so weird that you're by yourself. But really, no one gives a shit.
Yeah,
so like, if you want to like go chill by yourself at a party for a little bit, it's not that big of a deal.
I think it sounds awesome. What you did. That sounds great.
I want to see bats. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Wherever this kid is, Canada or whatever. Like,
awesome.
I'm all about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So don't trip out about that. One thing that I found helps with social stuff is just like ask people questions about themselves, mm-hmm. because like everyone is kind of willing. Not everyone's willing to talk about themselves, but like that's a subject everyone can say something about. Mm-hmm. So like try to keep, if you're having like a hard time coming up with things to say or a hard time relating to people, try keeping the focus on the other person.
This is my go-to. I've got a few go-to questions when I'm hanging out with people who maybe I don't know very well or I want to, you know, get the conversation started. Say, what did you do today? And that's always like an interesting, you know, people have all different kinds of lives. And I also say, like, oh, do you have anything coming up this summer? Or, like, are you going out of town? You know, just
any
kind
trips?
Of like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, what do you have coming up soon? You know, I think those are kind of good ways to just relate to somebody on a personal level. Maybe you don't know that well, or, you know, yeah. if you're in that party situation, kind of trying to, like, be like, what the fuck do I say to them? You know?
Yeah. And it's totally fine if you're just an introvert. I mean, who, you yes. know, people are chill and kind of quiet, and I mean, like, I'm not the loudest person in the world, but, like, I have a lot of friends, and, like, you know, I speak when I want to, and, like, you don't need to be the life of the party all the time. Like, it's totally fine just to go and hang out with people.
My advice is still just to get older, because
well, yeah,
it gets better.
Yeah.
It does, though. It really does.
After
college, it's like a new life. Like, the first year is terrible, and then you, like, realize how to make friends, and you're like, chill.
Right.
How does it get through that first year, though? I guess just
internet.
I think also, you know, the thing is, as I think all of us know now, being older and being pretty much over parties, unless, like, you really are feeling it, you know, mm-hmm. is that hanging out with a small group of friends is always going to be more fun.
Yeah. Big parties, you don't actually get to actually talk or connect with anybody. It's just yelling in a corner over music.
So just invite friends out to do stuff with you that's like a small group,
mm-hmm.
and then you're gonna still be connected with your friends all the time, but you're not gonna have to deal with that other larger situation as much.
Yeah, or hang out one-on-one with people.
Yeah,
that can be kind of scary if you're kind of shy, though, too.
No, I love one-on-one.
I do too.
I mean, I think that you know, he has friends, and I don't know if he's talking about being, you know, awkward around his friends he has now or the bigger groups, but I think, yeah, hanging out in smaller groups or one-on-one is really helpful with that kind of stuff.
But definitely don't worry about being parasitic. You are overreacting.
I'm very impressed to use that word, though.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, because it very accurately describes how you feel.
Yeah.
I
would not have called myself that at 18.
No, yeah.
No. I'd be like, I'm a loser and no one likes me. Well,
right.
Pretty much the extent of my analysis.
But, I mean, you're not being parasitic. Like, that's not... The people who are parasitic are the people who dominate the conversation without paying any attention to what's going on with anyone else.
Yes.
That's much more draining.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do think that it can help, too, to maybe put yourself in situations that are out of your comfort zone, say yes to a few more things, and then realize that you're going to survive and you'll be fine. You know, like, it'll be fine. And maybe you'll make new friends of it or whatever that are more your style or something
like
that.
And also, like, your friends are going, you know, your good friends are going to value a good listener in their life. Because a lot of people can gab and gab and gab, but a lot of people are not good at being good listeners and actually empathizing. And, like, those are really good qualities to have.
And also, like, you're 18. You're not going to have the same friends in 3 years.
No.
It's just...
You'll have a couple, and that's about it.
I mean, you'll have a few.
Yeah.
And those are the ones that you'll love hanging out with, like, one-on-one, and, you know, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not going to be with these people forever.
I think it's great that you're drinking to tolerate the situation. stay away from pot, probably, I would say.
Yes, in social situations.
I don't know, but sometimes that makes people chill out more. My boyfriend, it really chills him out and makes him better in social situations.
I guess maybe try it. It makes me more social, too, but I'm naturally kind of a social person.
It makes me anxious. Yeah, so I don't know. It depends.
Yeah.
But it could maybe help.
But even I, like, I'm fairly talkative, but I've definitely had those parties where I was like, well, this was a terrible idea.
I have another tip of parties. If I really am not feeling it, I will just, like, sit in one place and just be like, all right, everybody's got to come to me. I'm not approaching anyone.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not doing the intro. If you want to hang out in this area and talk to me, that sounds good.
I just feel like if you want to stop, like, looking at bats outside, like, definitely don't get stoned, because you'll just keep looking at bats forever.
But that sounds way better.
It's the best party ever.
Yeah, that's great.
I think what is going to happen is you're going to just age into your weirdness, and it's going to be awesome.
Which is the best.
It's a great moment.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're going to, like... I think all of us probably love doing stuff by ourselves and relishing moments like that. You're going to learn to realize that those moments are just as important, if not more, than like a party, you know?
Definitely.
So just fuck it. Mm-hmm. You're fine.
Yeah. And like, you know, if you want to, you feel like you're not hanging out with your friends as much or you're uncomfortable, maybe like have activities that you guys are doing, like mini golfing and going to movies. That way there's something that you can be talking about because it's an activity that you're doing in the moment too.
Right.
And have gay friends.
Yes.
Have gay male friends. Being gay man is not the same as being a woman. Mm-hmm. And you should have gay male friends. And you should have female friends too. You should just have have gay male friends, because you'll relate on a different level. And it's good.
And
it's
healthy. Yeah. And if for some reason.
And don't sleep with them all. But you're 18, so you will.
Let's sleep with some of them.
I'm just thinking about myself. Whatever. Yeah. You'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, if it's anything like heterosexual friendships,
yeah,
there'll be a couple tumbles in the bushes, and then yeah, we'll get over
fine.
All right, Lewis, where can people find you on the internet?
On twitter.com at Lewis Peitzman.
Okay.
Or at After Smash, which is our Twitter for the Smash podcast. Or on buzzfeed.com, where I write things.
Awesome. Yeah, cool. Check out
good websites. I'll check these out.
Check out all Lewis's stuff. He's super funny. He's awesome. And writes really great articles on BuzzFeed. And thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Everybody have a smashing day.
I'm going to throw a martini in your face.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.